Who Do I Lean On? By Anita Jackson. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Martha Manning.
Prologue, July 2006. Philip Fairbanks watched stoically as the young man in the gold brocade vest and gold bow tie snapped cards out of the automatic shuffler and dealt two cards face down in front of each player. But feeling his left eye beginning to twitch, he glanced around the poker room, already busy this early on a Friday afternoon. Wouldn't do to give the other players a clue that he was nervous. He took it all in. The hum of activity at the other tables, the chandeliers glittering overhead, the clink of glasses as pretty young things in revealing black teddies brought drinks from the bar. Trying to recapture the thrill he had felt when he first came to the casino, just for fun, with his business partner. But today, the atmosphere seemed to be closing in on him, like a cloying silk blanket generating static electricity waiting to spark. He turned back. The opening bid was already on the table, 200 each. Leaning forward, Philip casually picked up the two cards he'd been dealt. Two tens, a pair of dimes. He had to do better than that. "There you are," two young women moving through the poker room of the Horseshoe Casino made a beeline toward them, stopping by two frat types who helped make up Philip's table.
"Crystal and I have been looking all over for you. What are you playing?"
"Texas Hold'em," said one frat boy with a blonde buzz cut. "The game I was telling you about. Can you wait? We've already started, but it goes fast."
Philip put his card